people. It is Dave. It is Duncan back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from Berlin-based heavy collective Bipolar Architecture. The band's new album, Metaphysicize, will be released on February 2nd via Pelagic Records. Hurtling into life in 2020, Bipolar Architecture is a project born from the smouldering ashes of a stalwart death metal group, Heretic Soul. Having retrained all of the nihilistic fury of their former outfit, Bipolar Architecture introduced the forward-thinking ferocity of hardcore, as well as the atmospheric dynamism of post-rock and shoegaze, I wobbled there for a second, before debuting their searing new sound on their first EP, The Tragic Protagonist, which quickly turned heads and left ears ringing. International four-piece, collectively hailing from Istanbul and Berlin, are intent on using their years of experience in the heaviest music scenes to push at the boundaries of contemporary metal by mixing classic death metal aggression with cutting-edge production and processing techniques. Bipolar Architecture have created a balance of sound that is raw, frenzied, and extreme, whilst also nuanced, refined, and pliable. On Depression Land, the band's 2022 debut full-length, this truly progressive approach was realised in full as frontman, rhythm guitarist and principal songwriter Sarp Keski, his unmistakable banshee howl soars over Fatty Canic's punishing blast beats and delay-soaked euphoria, courtesy of lead guitarist Marcus Sander and original bassist Enes Akovali, unifying Bipolar Architecture's diverse influences while simultaneously holding them poles apart for maximum abrasive impact.
This isn't the last review, and this is, we're not, fatigue is not setting in with not these promo.
If Depression Land was a distillation of Bipolar Architecture's signature sonics, though, 2024 sophomore album Metaphysicize is alchemical gold? Alchemical? Yeah. Is that a word?
Still determined. Alchemical. It's alchemy. Yeah, alchemy.
Alchemical. Still determined to drive at the bleeding edge of extreme metal, Metaphysicize uses the existentialist introspective themes of Depression Land as a fuel for an even deeper, more haunting exploration of the human condition.
Oh, Dave's review is going to be full of four-letter words.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Most of them swears.
Oh, right, okay. We breather. We are always down for some of those sweet, sweet Pelagic releases.
Ooh, Pelagic is a label that you kind of know what you're going to get.
Yes.
And then you hit play and you're like, huh? I mean, it's different, but it's the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think their quality assurance is always very, very good. I can count on one hand how many Pelagic releases I haven't enjoyed, to be honest.
And even then, you'd be sitting back going, "Say that it's produced immaculately." That's the one thing. Pelagic might, as a record label, be the gold standard in production.
There's
not one album, even if we didn't think the music was all that great, the production is always fucking huge.
Yeah, hella sexy. Mm. I think even though they have like a realm of similarity and like genres, I think each band on the roster always does have that like their own kind of personality really kind of shining through. But what about Bipolar Architecture? Are they another highlight on the Pelagic roster, Duncan? Tell me now, what did you think of
well, this is a theme on the reviews tonight that I'm not down with. I'm down the clown with like Rastafari and Dave.
I don't have the hair for it at all, really, but what did you make of Metaphysicize?
So this one I think I knew was on Pelagic because I think you may have told me last week post our recording session when you were telling me what bands we'd be listening to for the next one. So I was, of all the bands minus Slope that we've recorded in this time period, once again look out for the t-shirts, that's usually the link and thread. This was the one where I was like, Right, cool. We're getting a new Plagiate release. That means it's going to be proggy. It's going to be post-metally. It's going to sound amazing. It's going to be huge. It's going to sprawl, probably, and we're going to get themes. And I'm down to clown on that. You like, there was never a day where I don't feel like I could just dive into one of those albums.
You're going to say, there's never a day where I don't feel like a clown, Dave.
Never a day where I don't feel like a clown. Fucking look at the size of these feet. You can fit eight. That. You can fit eight. You can, Dave. You can fit 80 me in a mini. That's how much a clown I am right now. So I was curious, and distilling some of the attributes we've already mentioned about Pelagic's want to sign certain bands within a sphere, Metaphysicize actually, as an album, as a concept, really, really, really does fit a lot of those elements. It ticks a lot of boxes. Bipolar Architecture have they have a proggy element about them. They have a thematic and conceptual sound about them, which really does feel like you're listening to, almost like you're listening to a story rather than you're listening to a collection of songs. And even on the structure of this album, the tracks flow right through each other. Had this been released as one 41-minute song, for example, that would make sense to me. There's no bits where I feel like, from the opening song, there's a track which has got a you know what I mean, like tracks weave very comfortably in the flow. The biggest element that actually stands against the albums that you get in Plagiate is the vocals. This is not a post-metal vocal, or even a vocal that delves into the clean elements of what you expect from that thing. This is straight up death metal, right? This is like raspy, kind of throaty, very powerful death metal style vocals. And the prog elements are less on the, are more on the Tool side of prog. Like there's whole sections of this that remind me of Tool, than they are necessarily something you get from like The Ocean, for example, The Ocean Collective, which will like really kind of start to play with kind of quieter moments and atmosphere. Bipolar Architecture never really go fully into that. And that's a negative I'm going to come back to in a minute. At its best, I think this album works as a conceptual one piece. This is an album listen. We talk about those ones where, like, to me, it's not a case of I pick a couple of songs and listen to those. The story it's weaving through, I think, works very, very, very well. And those moments where certain tracks start to lower the tone before bringing it back actually fit perfectly placed with what's come before and what's about to come after. As always, production shines. Sounds fucking huge. This is amphitheater huge, right? This is like Pelagic style, as everything sounds like you should be sitting down, maybe with a pair of opera glasses, looking at the band. And like it sounds massive. It sounds like it should be appreciated. I will come on to more positives. I do want to come on to more negatives. I think Bipolar Architecture are missing a trick here. And the trick is what is almost on every other release on this label, is melody and the vocals. There are huge sprawling sections here which are crying out for clean vocals. Like begging you to have something clean over the top of it to soar and lift it. And it never happens. And it almost becomes frustrating as the album goes on, that you're like, right, this section's huge and the heavy vocals are in and it's melodic chords and it sounds massive. And I'm wanting that soaring vocal that never arrives. And as the album goes through, the more of those elements that land, the more I felt like there's really nothing vocally that differentiates any of this. Now, I'm being hypocritical here because the label puts out post-metal, and post-metal is a genre that is predicated on a very monotone style of vocal delivery that fits that, and then the rest of the music builds up the kind of dynamic elements. This isn't a post-metal album, though, and that's the difference. Has elements of it, but it isn't. It has huge kind of... has sections that remind me a little bit of Gojira. It has sections that remind me of Tool. It has sections that remind me a little bit of the ocean. And they're all kind of weaved in here, but they're missing a trick. And as a result of that, on the second listen, I only listened to this twice. By the end of the second listen, I kind of felt like this band give me a whole lot of what I want, but also gives me stuff that... It gives me food for thought of things that what this could sound like with a couple of tweaks there that fit my sensibilities. It's not the band, they've obviously made that choice. Musically, it's really, 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 really well done. You get loads going on here, everything from blast beats, like kind of death metal blast beaty stuff, through to kind of Tool-like proggy movements. Reminded me at times of little elements of Anima and Lateralis that are kind of spliced through it. The guitars are wicked. I love the guitar tone here. It's like so, even at its heavier elements, it's so colourful and full of life. Once again, Pelagic, when you think of that production, you think colour, vibrancy, and it's all over here. Drum production is chef's kiss great. And it's mixed and mastered really well. My biggest issue is maybe the monotone delivery of the vocals. I think... Even like wouldn't need to be in every single song, and even guest vocals and here may make this sound like more in keeping with my taste. So it was a bit of a frustrating listen. There's no taking away from the talent that's in the band, there's no taking away from everything that's went into it. It's crying out for melody in the vocals, and it's the cross that I have to bear when I listen to it.
I can see where I'm picking up what you're putting down there.
But I don't agree.
I felt.
Shut up, Duncan.
I felt like this was an album for me. Out of the ones we listened to this week, this was the one that I had to kind of give plenty of focus and kind of concentration to. It kind of take everything that was going on, take it in. Although, like as you said, there's like post metal at the kind of foundations of this band, obviously, because they're on Pelagic Records at the end of the day. But there's so many other things going on that it's hard to say this is a post-metal album. At one point I was playing like fucking genre bingo at one point, you know. it kicks off on the title track, which is like a kind of hybrid of like progressive metal and post-metal. Yeah. But it's got this like kind of like post-rock kind of lead work going through it. I think there's synths in there. I was trying to pick out whether it was guitar or synths, I'm not entirely sure, but... and then the vocals for me were like straight away I was like, okay, that register is not post metal, that's like much higher in register. But then as that track kind of starts to go on, they start to feed in some more kind of like blackened moments. It was almost like in a kind of black gaze at one point.
It sits on that cusp of to me it's death metal, like almost dipping its toe in the black metal pond.
For sure.
You know, like just kind of getting in there, and it depends what riff's underneath it kind of fits the sound, if you know what I mean.
When that kicked in, I was like, all right, okay, so that vocal register is now starting to make more sense because of those more kind of extreme elements that they're adding in. Then the last kind of third of the track, the guitars lean into this almost something quite genty in rhythm, which this really like discordant kind of groove to bring things to a close. It reminded me a little bit of The Contortionist in a way. So I, like, as a first track, I was like, I quite enjoyed like the kind of opening gamut of the album because I kind of thought like I'm not really any clue where this is going to go. There's so much going on in that first track.
It gives scope, doesn't it? So it can go in an innumerable directions later on. You can kind of tie it back to the opening track, which kind of sets the table for it.
Yeah. And like you said, because it's so kind of conjoined, it doesn't really give you a second to think about it, because track two, Disillusion, kind of sweeps right in at the back of the opening track and gets to work straight away, building these like kind of proggy riffs with lots of kind of tom work, which is quite kind of Tool-esque, before kind of ripping into another kind of like blackened kind of death metal kind of section, which leads into quite a steady kind of progressive groove. But as the track goes on, they start to pull in more atmosphere. They drop in these big kind of lush kind of lead parts, which start to kind of soar over everything. And those, I felt like those parts were almost like that missing element for you. Those were kind of like the chorus for me almost, like, because the vocals stay within a really like scathing kind of tone for most of it. They don't really change. There's no switch into like like a clean vocal to indicate a chorus. So it's almost like the guitar work for me was kind of leading the way in terms of the kind of structure of the track. And I thought that was quite clever, the way they've used that instrument on the album. And it's like, it is a riff machine at points that, it, you know, the riffs on this are killer, but it almost kind of distinguishes certain parts of the track as well, which would often, more often not be done by a kind of clean vocal normally. I think by the end of track three, I think the kind of architecture of the album became more evident. It became clearer for me, and that I understood what they were kind of trying to accomplish musically and stylistically. And I don't mean like it was predictable, because as I said, there's a lot going on in this album, but the kind of patterns of the tracks were more noticeable. It's very kind of calm and chaos is how I would kind of describe this album, which is as great as a listener, because it's very dynamic. They very much tend to build a track up using either progressive guitar work and percussion, like on tracks like K-Guy, which sits in the middle of the album, or even Immortal, where they use that kind of more post-rock side of their sound to build into the heavier stuff. The one exception on the album was Alienated, which starts with a kind of full-on, and I felt like this is where they really went into that kind of black metal side of things. The lead work is really menacing. I thought it was quite reminiscent of Garia, actually, on that track. And then it goes in the opposite direction on that track, where it simmers down in the middle, and then they bring in lots of clean guitar work before they build the track up into a kind of black metal climax at the end. I thought that was a stunning track. I loved Alienated on the album. I thought it was a real highlight. But I'm kind of glad they only used that structure once. I think it stood out more because the arrangement was different to the rest of the album. I really enjoyed the kind of weight of this album. It sounds massive at points.
Huge.
And that's like quite indicative of Pelagic releases. But I think they also cleverly counterbalanced that with that lighter kind of post-rock type character as well at times. They are clearly very accomplished musically, to weave all of those styles together, make it sound so cohesive. I thought the layering and the build-ups were brilliant. The guitar playing is exceptional on this album, and there's plenty of kind of climactic moments on the album. I felt like the kind of blackened, the more extreme stuff was just perfectly like my tempo when it comes to that style. I think the blend was spot on, and I think Sarp's vocals are perfectly suited to that style. I think his tone is really, really clever. I gave this four listens overall, and I think it's a good length. I think it's like about 40 minutes.
So it's not long by their standards at all. As a label, this is probably one of the shorter ones for
kind of post-metal albums. You know, they tend to kind of go on a bit longer. This one wasn't like that. It's not an album that I felt like exhausted after listening to. From a purely like selfish stance, I'd like to hear more of those kind of like heavy kind of dissonant grooves. There was a few of them in the album, and they really caught my attention. Like they got my head going, and it created a kind of moment that stuck with me. And if anything, I felt like the album could have been doing with a few more moments like that, where it kind of made me want to return more to this album.
I love that we're going in completely different. I'm like that. More melody in the vocals, and Dave's like darker. Darker, colder, and more savage is what I'm wanting.
I don't really have anything majorly negative to say about the album, to be honest. It's just a personal preference. I would have liked a little bit more of the kind of heavy grooves at times. I thought they were really clever. But yeah, I feel like these guys are firmly on my radar. And I imagine this would sound massive in a kind of live environment. So I definitely am up for catching these guys live if they come over to our neck of the woods, for sure. Final thing, scores for Metaphysicize by Bipolar Architecture.
So we are kind of like basically like almost pretty much on the same page, but with different levels of what we actually want the band to do, which the band aren't going to do, right? We're almost fantasy booking the sound of the band. For me it's four. I mean, there's hard to pick holes in this one. It's like the music is just of such a high caliber. To me, what would elevate their sound to a 4.5 out of 5 is that lead work you're talking about, that clean lead work. It just needs a big soaring vocal. Not all the time, it just needs something in melody or something just to hit one of those sickly sweet tones. Get the guy from the ocean in. just on one or two tracks. He's on my Brit Holly. Anyway. So let's get him in. One or two songs, you're slapping at that melody. And then those heavy elements do really stand out. They'd stand out even more in my eyes. It's really the only thing that I think they're missing. But it's a very accomplished album. I mean, like, if you're a fan of music, you've got plenty to sink your teeth into here for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, four from me is where I'm going.
I'm a four as well.
there you go.
I really enjoyed it. I thought for album number two, it feels more accomplished than that. Like, it feels like these guys should be. This sounds like an album four from them, but the fact they're only on their second album kind of excites me as well, because I feel like these guys are. They've got the tools and the kind of varied genres that they're playing with. They could go in like various different directions on their next release and push, you know, certain parts of their sound to different places. So I'm excited to hear where they actually go next with this. So four from me. Thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're a fan of Pelagic in general, then yeah, give this a listen for sure. It's a no-brainer, really. Bipolar Architecture and Metaphysicize.
As we're saying as well, in keeping with the releases of that label as well, the album artwork is fucking bitching. Like, everything they do is like, it's like Galileo decided to fucking, it's like Galileo took a day off from drawing fucking map charts and decided to make album covers. It's fucking amazing.
February 2nd, this one drops on Pelagic Records. Links below the band to the pre-order. Check it out. Have a little listen, see what you think, let us know, stick your comments in. That is the review. Thank you for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon, but until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.